Welcome to Jaguars Monday.
Jaguars Monday.
Jaguars Monday. With your host, Jaguars.com Senior Editor Vic Ketchman. Jaguars Monday on News Talk Radio WOKV is brought to you by Community First Credit Union, Prudential Network Realty, the Jacksonville Transportation Group, Baptist Health, and by Ticket Exchange. Now, here's your host, the always happy, always positive, always effervescent, man of a thousand smiles, Vic Ketchman.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Jaguars Monday. I'll bet you weren't expecting to hear this voice ever again, huh? It's your old buddy Vic. He's not going anywhere, at least not for a while. You think everyone recognizes the voice. I was only gone 1 week, right, Joe?
Yeah.
They know who I am,
I guess. Mm-hmm. I think it was real awful sneaky of you to find a way to not go to the coldest games that we've had.
Yeah. Man of a thousand, man of a thousand smiles?
Smiles. That's you.
Man of a thousand voices. Here's one for you. Bonnie!
So that scream there, was that what it sounded like?
Yes, that was me Christmas night. I'm sure everyone understands what I'm talking about. And I am doing well, and I am so blessed, and I really mean that. I'm not the kind of guy you would expect to talk like that, but I really do feel blessed to have so many readers and so many listeners who sent so many well wishes, who really helped me get up off the mat. And now I have that behind me, I hope, and can go forward. And we're gonna do some go forward tonight, and we're gonna do a little bit of go back. I'm gonna have Gene Smith come in here in a few minutes, and he's gonna get us at least to the bottom of the hour. And I want to get his. I'm gonna ask him to look back through this season and give me his spin, give me his thoughts on this season. And then, of course, I'm going to ask him to, more importantly, look forward. And I'm going to reference something Coach Jack Del Rio said today, and I will tell you exactly what he said today. This is a quote. "We're a young team that fought its way into playoff contention. Another strong offseason, and we ought to knock the door down." And in this case, the door is a metaphor for making the playoffs. He also said, "We ought to expect to be in that postseason tournament." And he's referring to 2010. So clearly today, voluntarily, Coach Del Rio was not asked if he considered his team, if his expectation next year was to make the playoffs. He volunteered this. So clearly today, the expectation was set by the coach that this team should be in the playoffs next season. That's what we are to expect. And I am, of course, going to ask Gene Smith that same question, or ask him for his opinion on that. Is that a fair expectation following a absolute rebuilding year? There is no other way to categorize the 2009 season. Anybody who thinks that it was anything more than that, I really think you're being unrealistic. Yes, they were in playoff contention, and yes, they could have easily won a playoff berth with a couple of wins, but let's say they're in the playoffs this week and they're going back to New England. You want to do that again? I mean, really, I know you're supposed to want to do that again, but... And I guess I do. Sure I do, because I like covering playoff games. But I also know that this team has a lot of work to do, especially on its two lines. And it identified those two lines for us very quickly in last year's draft when it made its first three picks, linemen. And I think we're going to see more of that, or I think this team would like us to see more of that in this year's draft in April. They need more work up front, and we saw evidence of that for sure on Sunday in Cleveland. Gene will come in, and why don't we get a call in? And then when Gene comes in, we'll break and get him all ready, get him cleared for the bottom of the hour. Let's talk to Greg on the west side, who wants to talk about the number one need for the Jaguars in 2010. Good evening, Greg.
Hey, Vic, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. I mean, you can't do any better than I'm doing because I was doing a lot worse a week from today.
I got to tell you, man, I am really glad to hear your voice. I'm very, very appreciative of all the work you do, and thank you for being enough for work ethic to come back in and do all that. And I tell you, if I had a heart attack, don't know if I'd be up that quick and back at it. But I'm glad you're okay, and I wish you a speedy full recovery.
Thanks.
My question, I think you have two. First one was obviously, what is the number one need on this for the team as far as in the offseason? What do they need to address? And here's mm-hmm. the second one. This is the big question. Given our attendance woes that we've had this year, what does the team do in the offseason this season to try to address that? I mean, I don't think the economy is going to get any better anytime soon. So I'm hoping it does. But in the offseason, what do we do so the next season we're not looking at another 7 to 10 blackouts?
Okay. These are good questions, and I'm going to answer them very directly. First of all, you wanted to know what the number one team is, number one need for this team is going forward in 2010, and I think Coach Del Rio identified that for you today. I will refer you to my season ender, my story on Jaguars.com from Jack Del Rio's season ending press conference. He was very forthcoming with a lot of information, and he clearly said that defense is going to be the focal point of what the Jaguars do in the offseason. I'm trying to get some quotes here. Here's one. Our ability to win the one-on-ones and to affect the quarterback would be number one. He's speaking of the pass rush there for sure. The Jaguars finished the season with 14 sacks. That is the lowest in team history, and it's only four removed from the NFL record low of 10. We were nowhere near where we needed to be on defense. When we've been matched up against the better offensive teams, we've been exposed a little bit. Let's see. He's talking obviously about defense. Anyhow, he identified defense as the focal point, the number one need going forward in 2010. As far as the rankings are concerned, the Jaguars finished the season. The rank, you know, it's not good, but it's not horrible. They were 23rd, it's not horrible, but it's not good. 19th against the run, 23rd overall in defense, 19th against the run, and 27th against the pass. And here's the thing, 27th against the pass doesn't begin to tell you what the problem is. All you have to do is go to a couple pages into the book, and it says 32 in sacks per pass play, and that's by a wide margin. And that's why they were 27th against the pass in 2010. Gene Smith is with us, the Jaguars general manager. And before I tackle that second question from Greg, I'm going to get Gene in here. Your thoughts on all that I just said?
Well, I don't think there's any question that the number one thing that I think most people have identified in our team is the lack of pass rush, the inability to affect the throw. And certainly I think we have a couple young emerging players up front. I feel like we need to add to the group because you can only do so much with scheme. You got to get some people that take 3 and 4 hands to block. And I know I've said that before, but I think that's the truth. You got to have people in one-on-one situations that can win contested matchups the majority of the time.
I'm going to ask you to take a look back, then take many looks forward, but I want to get your reaction, first of all, to this quote from Coach Del Rio today at his season-ending press conference. Quote, "We're a young team that fought its way into contention, playoff contention. Another strong offseason, and we ought to knock the door down." The door is obviously a metaphor for making the playoffs, and then he also said, "We ought to expect to be in that postseason tournament." What do you think of that? What do you think of what he said? He's clearly put an expectation on next year's team for the standard of satisfaction being making the playoffs.
Well, I agree with it.
Okay.
I don't think you should certainly not raise the bar to what the expectations should be for this football team.
What was the bar this year? I think I know what the bar is, but I want to hear what you think. What you thought the bar was this year?
Well, I think when we started the year, certainly I know I expressed that all I wanted to see is every quarter of the season I wanted to see improvement.
Did you see it?
Yes, it was disappointing the fourth quarter of the season for sure. But when we started out and said realistically, where could we take this team? I don't think it was in anyone's mind that this would be a playoff caliber team at that particular time. And then by the time we got in the middle of the season and we started winning some games and we said, hey, with the schedule we have and some of the things that we have done, and then towards the end as the AFC wildcard race started to shape up, no one was grabbing the bull by the horns. And okay. We had our opportunity in the last quarter of the season to do that, and we did not.
Let's get this break out of the way so we can get back here and get some real good football talk in with General Manager Gene Smith. Joe.
Fans, nobody helps you get ready for game day better than Gate. Snacks, food, drinks, and a whole bunch more. Stop by Gate today. Vic Ketchman, along with Gene Smith, will be back right after this on Jaguars Monday on News Talk Radio WOKV. Welcome back to Jaguars Monday on News Talk Radio WOKV. Vic Ketchman along with Gene Smith here tonight. Fans, here's your chance to get free Jaguars merchandise. Just make JaguarSearch.com your new online search engine. Every search is a chance to win digital dollars that can be redeemed for great prizes. It's just that easy. JaguarSearch.com. No truth to the rumor that they actually gave you a Jaguar heart?
No. Well, they went in there, they found little pieces of hot dog. Right?
That was from Cleveland, not from here.
Yeah, I know it was from Cleveland because it was gray. They used to serve those Greyhounds way back in the 70s. Boy, they were delicious at Cleveland Stadium. So, you know, I mean, they just cleaned it out. It got a brush in there.
JD's making fun of your hometown hot dogs.
It was the best.
The best was the stadium mustard.
Oh, the brown. They had the brown, and they had the real yellow. See, all that's gone. Now I eat Brussels sprouts. Every day, Brussels sprouts. That's what my life's turned into, Brussels sprouts, for about a week. Hey, Greg, I'm going to answer your other question about ticket sales when we get into the second half hour. So just hold off on that, please. Be patient while I have Gene Smith with us. And we are very fortunate to have you, Gene, because you're the guy. I mean, you're the guy that Coach Del Rio said has the con, and I want to know what you're going to do with the con this year.
Well, hopefully continue to acquire good players and good people. That's the objective. That's probably what I'm most proud of with the ones we brought in here within this past year, is I feel like they're talented players that are ascending in their ability that have Jaguar traits.
Jack Del Rio said, Gene and I have mapped out a plan to make this franchise healthy again. What's that plan?
Well, I think the plan to me is stay the course. I know there's a lot of different opinions of what we should do at the end of the year with players on this roster, and we'll have a thorough postseason roster evaluation meeting, and that'll enable us to enact our plan. But I don't want to get into, like, all the details of what our plan is, but certainly every year when you go into the out of season, you got to have a plan in mind as to how you're going to continue to build something that you've started, and I feel like we've laid a strong foundation for.
2010 will be an uncapped year, and as a result of that, the rules regarding unrestricted free agency and restricted free agency change, and to put it in a concise form, what it means is that the free agency class is likely to be very, very meager in 2010. Is that correct?
Well, I believe most teams are going to function like us, you know, under the current system.
But Gene, because guys who are coming out of their fourth year, fifth year, and sixth year are still going to be restricted free agents. Years 4 through 6 are going to be restricted. the unrestricted guys are going to be older. They're going to be guys that don't fit the profile, right?
Well, I think we need to take a step back. Free agency, in terms of what it was maybe 10 years ago, guys getting out onto the open market that were quality players, mm-hmm. Without any holes or minimal holes.
Leon Searcy.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't see that anymore.
No, it's dead. Isn't it dead? Isn't free agency essentially dead?
In terms of being able to get quality starters or ascending young players, if teams evaluate their own players properly, they typically don't get to the open market. A lot of guys that get to the open market, it's age, it's injury, it's mm-hmm. maybe character. There's a lot of different reasons. Now, I'm not saying there's not some players, certainly, that can find a role on your football team. You know, it could be a starter role, it could be a backup role, it could be a special team role, but it's not what it was, you know, when we started this franchise.
Right.
And I think everybody, including the Redskins, because they've always been big buyers in the free agency market, I think people have kind of figured that out.
So not only is it not a matter of we choose to use the draft and not free agency, now it's a matter of you have to use the draft. And I mean, it's you don't have a choice. You've got to be good in the draft. There is no option, right?
Well, that's the best option. Let's put it that way. in my mind, I think for two reasons. Number one, if you want to manage your salary cap, you have to have a good youth base on your team. And what I'm trying to do is to get players here that feel a sense of team and have a feeling of ownership in this team. And by that, I mean, just like in high school and college, you know, you're with your team your whole career. Now, it may be 4 or 5 years, but they feel very proud about the helmet they wear and the team that they're on. And we'd like guys here, if in fact they perform well on and off the field, we would like to keep them here for the core of their career, maybe their whole career. And so there's that factor for sure. From my end. And then I think the other thing is, if you just want to sustain success, you know, I'm more into a base hit philosophy of getting guys on base, which I think you do through the course of your years drafting well. And the more you get on base, the more you're going to score. Whereas if you go out in pro free agency and you try to hit a home run, you tend to strike out a lot. And a guy might get overpaid and he'll come in and underperform. And so I'm trying to stay on track to drafting well and building our team with that philosophy.
You have six draft picks next spring?
Yes.
How many compensatory picks do you think you'll be awarded? Just a guess.
Well, I'd like to think at least one.
Okay. Which then would give you a full seven picks. Obviously.
Yeah.
You'd have if you got one compensatory pick, it would likely come in a low round.
Well, that's correct.
By the way, when is the coin flip occur between Jacksonville and Chicago for the who gets 10th or 11th? Is that at the combine?
At the combine.
Okay. I want to read you another quote. This one comes from Maurice Jones-Drew, he's really become a heart and soul guy of this team, and heart and soul in the right way. Because he really cares. It's not heart and soul, and make sure you spell my name right. I mean, he's talking from the heart. And he said this to me today. This is not. We just have to be more physical. This is not a nice guy sport. This is a character league, but you can't have a room full of nice guys. I'm not saying we do. Do you have a room full of nice guys?
Well, I don't know if I'd use the word nice. I think we have some good people that are good players or a number that will become even better players.
But some nasty guys would be welcome, right? They just as long as they're law abiding. I mean, you don't have to be a bleeding heart,
right?
But you got to.
I think you're a nice guy, but a lot of people
you don't want me in your locker.
A lot of people may have a difference of opinion. One other thing on the draft picks now, the Luke McCown trade, Vic. You know, it was contingent on. You know, play time. So that one will impact this draft as well.
Well, obviously, if it was, I forget what it was. I think it was a sixth.
It's a seventh.
Seventh. Okay, so it'll stay a seventh. So you'll have the top first.
Based on play time, it's a seventh.
So you'll have your top six picks, and if you get a compensatory in the seventh, in the sixth, or in the fifth, you know, all the better.
Well, you got to understand now, we did make the Derek Cox move.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. So you got five picks.
Right. So when you were talking six, I didn't know if you were counting Luke. I thought you were counting Derek.
No, I forgot. I forgot about McCown.
I have to throw that one in there now because obviously the regular season's over.
Do you think you can get that second round pick back?
There's a chance of it.
Mm-hmm. You have a... I'll tell you, we're getting near the bottom of the hour, which is we have to. That's a got to hit it on the nut to get out of here for the break. Would you stay?
Sure.
Oh, good, because I have a lot of questions I want to ask, and I know our listeners want to hear the answers about a football team that finished 7-9, and in my opinion, has a bright future ahead of it, and in the opinion of its coach. The expectation was set today on January 4th, and the expectation is make the playoffs.
Hey, gang, Winn-Dixie's got everything you need for all your entertaining needs. Check out their fully cooked turkey and ham dinners, Winn-Dixie, fresh checked every day. Gene and Vic will be back right after this on News Talk Radio WOKV. Fans, Jaguars Monday is brought to you by Best Buy. Remember to stop by the new Best Buy in the St. John's Town Center. General Manager Gene Smith and Vic Ketchman are here.
Welcome back to Jaguars Monday, the final Jaguars Monday of the season. I'm Vic Ketchman. I have with me General Manager Gene Smith. He's agreed to stay with us for another segment. I'm going to pepper him with questions, and then when Gene leaves after this segment, you can pepper me with some questions, folks. But let me hold his hands to the fire for just a few minutes longer. Gene, gains, bright spots, gains in 2009. A couple bookend tackles on offense. Clearly a building block defensive tackle on defense. A blue chip looking kind of cornerback. Obviously, Derek Cox on defense. These are all rookies. The receiving core has been rebuilt. Mike Thomas has jumped out. Zach Miller jumped out yesterday. Boy, you like to see that on the final day of the season. Jarrett Dillard did some things before he broke his leg. I still hold out hope for my guy, Tyquan Underwood, who I think is a big, fast receiver. And if he can get in the weight room this offseason and bulk up, who knows? You brought some quote-unquote guys in here, some waiver wire guys off the street, who Tyrone Brackenridge. There's a classic example who was cut by the Chiefs, cut by the Jets. Looks like he has a future. It looks like he's a guy, you know, who gives you some depth at cornerback. I also am – I think we've forgotten, you know – we, meaning media and fans, really bitched a blue streak about this team this time a year ago, about all of its nefarious doings off the field, and you know Matt Jones and on, and we really shined this team in a very very dim light from a character standpoint, and then you went to work on it, cleaned it up. Euthanized it. And but I don't hear people saying, oh, look, they're not doing bad things any longer. Is that not, though, a bright spot, that you have a team that you can trust will not do bad things in the middle of the night?
Well, I'd like to think so. I think people got to understand that using good judgment, you know, applies on and off the field. And this year, I believe at the end of the regular season, we ended up number one in the NFL in fewest amount of penalties.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it does work on the field and off the field.
You know, that's really interesting. The analogy you're making is if you commit few penalties off the field, you might commit few penalties on the field, meaning that you are a disciplined person. I've never heard that before. I like that.
Well, I'd like to think so. And from my standpoint, I mean, you mentioned a number of rookies who I think have bright futures. And Jennings is a guy at the end of the year
running back that
really took advantage of his opportunities. And you certainly want to prepare so when you're put in position, you can take advantage of him. And that's all he did all year. He didn't complain. He just kept working hard. And, you know, Russell Allen has done the same thing. You know, mm-hmm. he was undrafted, but he certainly could have been drafted. You only have so many draft picks. And we did a lot of work on him prior to the draft, and he's really come in here and done a nice job. And there's a number of other rookies as well. So I know the theme this whole year has been, you know, the rookies, and I think it's deserving in some ways. But we want to make darn well sure that this out-of-season is one they take completely advantage of to take even another step going into next season. And maybe be a group that the new rookie class can emulate.
In the few minutes I have left, I'm going to pepper you with two questions. First of all, the gap between where you are and where you want to be. How big is it, and can you close it in 1 year, one off season?
Well, we're a lot closer than people think. It's very disappointing this last quarter. I don't know if you can do it all in 1 year. You know, I don't have a crystal ball, but I do think you can do a lot. I mean, it's a year-to-year league. I know I've said that a number of times, but it is. We could do things that are different than high school and college by the ability to acquire players, not only in the out-of-season but in-season. We try to be very aggressive to claim players and to sign players off other practice squads.
Isn't this a great year for defensive linemen in the draft?
I do think it's a good year for defensive linemen. You know, years where it's not quite as good. I think numbers-wise, it's certainly better this year than last year.
Mm-hmm. You know, the kid from Sioux from Nebraska, obviously he'll be long gone. Jared Audrick from Penn State, defensive end. Mm-hmm. Man, I mean, I don't have him on a...
Well, there's a lot of guys that fit both schemes. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the 3-4 end is a 4-3 tackle,
mm-hmm.
you know. So,
Dunlap from Florida. Now, there's a guy with limitless talent, but he's got that DUI that's going to haunt him. You know, that's something that people are going to have to reconcile.
You certainly accelerate your work on draft eligible players. You know, once you get into what I call the playoff run for player personnel, we work very hard all year. Scouting the schools and the prospects in live situations out on the campuses. But for me, once the Super Bowl is over, you know, you really focus in on pro free agency, and then really, again, it accelerates the draft process as well. So, I mean, our playoff run really is coming up right after the Super Bowl, prior to the Combine.
Gene, we're going to break, but before we do, I want to thank you for the number of times you've come in here right from the beginning when this show started and helped us and informed us and entertained us. And, I mean, your contribution on this show is greatly appreciated by me and my listeners.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it, too. I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. Hopefully we'll show some great things to these people with our football teams and the product we put on the field.
Thanks. Take it away, Joe.
All right, you want to talk to Vic? Real easy to do right after the break. 355-NFL1. 355-6351 is the number. Out of town, 1-800-355-NFL1. Jaguars Monday continues right after this on News Talk Radio, WOKV. Yeah, we find him where we can, you know, Victor?
That's good.
This portion of Jaguars Monday is brought to you by North Florida's labor unions, a job done on time and on budget. That's the union way. 355-NFL1, that's the number, 355-6351.
Okay, final session of Jaguars Monday, and that saddens me. I love this show. I've grown fonder and fonder of it. I'll miss it, and I hope that it will return next fall, and I hope that I will return, and you will return, too. Mostly me. I hope I will return.
You'll be here.
Some schedule news for 2010. The Jaguars' home opponents, in addition to Indianapolis, Houston, and Tennessee, are Denver, Oakland, Philadelphia, Washington, and Cleveland. Again, Denver, Oakland, Philadelphia, Washington, and Cleveland. And the Jaguars' away opponents, in addition to the three AFC South teams, will be Kansas City, San Diego, Dallas, New York Giants, and Buffalo. Ouch, that's a formidable schedule. A trip to San Diego is something that is daunting, as is a trip to Dallas, as is a trip to the Giants. A trip to Denver at home is going to be a featured kind of game. Philadelphia will bring a lot of fans here, and there you go, Greg. There's part of the answer to your question. One of the things the Jaguars will have going for them as far as selling tickets in 2010 is a better home schedule. Philadelphia will bring a lot of people. Denver is should be an attractive game. Oakland's not. Washington will bring some people, especially if Mike Shanahan is the coach and they get something going there. And Cleveland, yeah, the Browns, they travel okay, so there's going to be some help on this year's home schedule where there was no help in 2009. But if I may, one more thing. I think you asked the question the wrong way. You asked the question, can the Jaguars do to sell tickets? And I think it's a question the fans have to ask of themselves. What can I do to buy tickets? Because I just don't know where this sales thing comes in. If you're saying that they need to draft this guy or that guy because it'll sell tickets, you're wrong. It won't happen. If you're saying that they need to fire the coach and hire this guy because it'll sell tickets, you're wrong. It won't happen. The year after Don Shula retired and was replaced by Jimmy Johnson, who won national titles at Miami, the Dolphins' attendance decreased. So, you know, don't look for that kind of miracle stuff. It's not going to happen. We have to fall in love with professional football, and we have to express it with the purchase by purchasing tickets to the game. And what I'm going to ask you to do, Greg, excuse me, is listen to Wednesday's Jaguars This Week show, because we're going to have on the show with us Carl Cannon of Touchdown Jacksonville, and ask him what he's going to do to sell tickets, and he might be able to provide a better answer.
Do you think we're going to have 10 home games?
No.
Nine home games?
The rumor is that the Washington game will be played in London, and I don't know if it's going to be one, two, or whatever, but the rumor is that the Jaguars will play a game in London, so that would certainly decrease the burden. But before we go there, I mean, let's digest 2009. My answer on this isn't going to change. I don't think the burden is on the team. I don't think the burden is on anyone. I think you have to love it naturally so much that you want to be there. All right? I don't think there's any obligation. I don't think the fans have any obligation to buy tickets. I think I know this franchise was put here because they believed the fans wanted to go to the games. Not because they would feel a civic duty to go to the games, but they would feel a desire to go to the games. And that's the way it has to be. Let's get a couple calls in, and then we'll call this show a wrap for the 2009 season. And let's talk first of all to John in Keystone. Good evening, John.
Hey, Vic. I'm not going to really go into the question I was going to go into. For one thing, I know Brian's the voice, but, boy, I'll tell you, I know there's a lot of people who's glad to hear that voice come on tonight.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad to hear you, and I hope you do well.
Well, I'm going out for a jog when I get home, and then, you know, I'll be a little stronger. I'm just kidding. But
a big steak, right?
This show, you know, it means everything. All of this means a lot to me. The show, the Wednesday show. Ask Vic, Jaguars.com. I mean, this is my job, and it's also my vocation, and it's my avocation, and it's my heartthrob. It's what I do. And when we have these last show kinds of shows, I always get a twinge of nostalgia. I always get a twinge of I wish it wasn't ending. But what can I do for you, John?
No, I'll tell you what. I'll call back Wednesday night with my question.
Okay,
just,
fine.
Just lay off them hot dogs with the mustard.
I will. Thanks,
okay.
John. So that'll give us a chance to talk to Roy in Mandarin, who wants to know where can we get better. Roy, is that what you want to know?
Yeah, well, first of all, welcome back.
Thanks, Roy.
John Madden once said, to have a good team, you have to have players with character, but you've also got to have characters. And you basically asked that question, I think, to Gene Smith. Maybe he didn't understand it. I never really answered. What's your opinion? I know we have we've drafted in a lot of good, hard-working fellas, but do you think we have enough players that have that nasty attitude?
I'm going to tell you exactly what my opinion is. You have to have bad guys who act good. All right? I mean, that's the best teams I covered. That's what they had. They had guys who had some kind of streak in them that distinguished them from mainstream society. Mike Mazur, the old line coach for the Jaguars, was fond of saying, and I love this, he said, it's not normal to walk down the street and bump into people. That's just not what we do. You have to either have some kind of abnormal fondness for walking down the street and bumping into people, or you have to train somebody to do it. And it's a lot easier to get them to do it if they have some kind of crazy desire to do it. So, yes, Mo is right. Maurice Jones-Drew is right. You have to find guys who aren't nice but act nice, meaning they behave themselves in the community. When I go back to my days of covering the Steelers in the 70s, you know, those great football teams, they didn't call Joe Green nice Joe Green. He was mean Joe Green. And I'm telling you, he had a mean streak. He truly had a mean streak. I could tell you stories. But he was also a wonderful person to engage in conversation. And they had guys who weren't so good in conversation, who were just flat mean guys. But they also knew that if they walked the wrong side of the line, they were out the door. So I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you, and I agree with Maurice Jones-Drew. but I don't think that's to say that the Jaguars drafted a bunch of choir boys this year. They got a bunch of guys. They drafted a bunch of guys who excelled, who put up good numbers, who put out a lot of good tape of themselves. So let's not now swing all the way to the other extreme. Oh, they're too nice. You know, last year they were too bad. Now they're going to be too nice? No. I'm fine with what they did this year. I'm perfect with the players they brought in here. Please, go get a whole bunch more of those guys. They're just what this team needs.
Victor?
Is he going?
Yeah, thanks for...
And my voice is just about gone.
Thanks for making this fun, pal.
I've enjoyed it, and I've enjoyed what we've done, you and I, our little banners on, you know, banter on the air. And I hope this comes back next year. I think it's a wonderful show because the listeners are wonderful.
I'm with you 100%.
Jaguars Monday, so bad it's good.
There you go. So we got that going for us.
Which is nice.
All right. Very good. Hey, but you can't get rid of Victor that easily. Don't forget, Wednesday night, you got Vic and Brian and Jeff for Jaguars This Week, and Carl Cannon will be here, too, to talk about Touchdown Jacksonville, Revive the Pride. Of course, the Coach's Show tomorrow night with Brian right here on News Talk Radio, WOKV.
You've been listening to Jaguars Monday with Vic Ketchman, brought to you by Prudential Network Realty. This is AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio, WOKV.